This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Moment. We'll start with John Cross.
Well, difficult for me to be too critical of the performance. We had more possession, more shots on target. I think for large parts of the game we played very well. We didn't deal with the decisive moment defensively, and we had moments where we had the chance to be more decisive in their final third, which our quality just wasn't quite right. So it's a spell where, of course, ultimately results are going to be the thing that everybody reacts to. But I thought there were a lot of positive signs for us as a team tonight. I think lots of good individual performances. I think I personally thought the performance is a step in the right direction. But I completely understand, because of the result, that is not going to be the reaction externally.
Sorry, Charlie, wait for the translation.
Mister, come valuta la performance di questa sera? Secondo il mio parere è difficile essere troppo critico in merito alla performance di questa sera, perché alla fine c'è stato possesso di palla, ci sono stati tiri in porta. La partita per l'Inghilterra è andata più o meno bene. In difesa a tratti abbiamo visto buone iniziative, una buona fase difensiva. Ecco, in alcuni momenti dovevamo essere più decisivi e risoluti in attacco. Quindi la qualità è mancata in quelle fasi offensive. Il risultato, infatti, l'abbiamo visto. Però, ripeto, ci sono dei tratti positivi e promettenti in questi 90 minuti e direi che la direzione che abbiamo intrapreso, nonostante il risultato, è quella giusta. Naturalmente poi il risultato l'abbiamo visto tutti.
Charlie.
Gareth, when you went over to the fans at the end, you were booed. Does that hurt at all, and can you see maybe why, in terms of particularly up front, England have not been scoring many goals?
Yeah, look, really difficult to pinpoint why we're not scoring, because I think we're getting into the right areas. We had the moments that we would have had in the past. We just didn't deliver that final piece of quality tonight. I understand the reaction at the end, because that's the results we've had in this competition, and it's an understandable emotional reaction.
Mister, abbiamo sentito i fan, i tifosi fischiarla alla fine. Perché? Erano fischi indirizzati a lei, fischi indirizzati al fatto che non ci sono stati gol, non ci sono stati gol neanche ultimamente? Risposta. È difficile capire il motivo per cui non siamo riusciti a segnare effettivamente, anche perché ci siamo approssimati, ci siamo proposti nell'area di rigore avversaria. Il fatto è che poi non siamo stati efficienti ed efficaci in fase realizzativa. Capisco a ogni modo la reazione del pubblico, perché il risultato che abbiamo visto in questa gara e nelle ultime non è stato dei più soddisfacenti.
Rob.
Gareth, accepting what you're saying about the level of performances from some of the individuals, defensively it feels like England aren't at it or aren't where they were. There are a number of what looked pretty simple balls over the top that just weren't dealt with, including the one for the goal. How worried are you by the defensive frailties at the moment?
Well, look, we've said we're not in an ideal situation in terms of numbers of players playing at the highest level regularly. But we've got to keep working at it, and we've got to make sure that we stay on track. There'll be a huge amount of noise, of course, but that's been created from the summer, really, and I totally understand that. You know, the players in the dressing room know that this was a game they could well have won, and if they take the chance and they defend the goal better, then we do win. It's fine margins. We're playing some of the biggest football nations, and the fine margins are decisive.
Abbiamo parlato del gioco, si è parlato del gioco, si è parlato anche di questa difesa che sì, a tratti fa cose buone, ma a tratti ha delle fessure che poi vengono penetrate dagli avversari. Quanto è preoccupato lei, mister, da questa cosa? Risposta. Dunque, non nego che la situazione non è quella ideale, però abbiamo visto anche dei miglioramenti. Abbiamo cercato di lavorare sulla fase difensiva, anche se venivamo già dall'estate con questi problemi in fase appunto di copertura. I giocatori sapevano che questa partita, volendo, poteva essere vinta, e quindi avevamo il margine di fare qualcosa in più, però non è stato possibile alla fine.
Gareth, it's a rare slump for the players and for yourself. We haven't really had to ask you these questions in the last 5 years, really, let's be honest. But time is an issue now. You've only got one game left before the World Cup. How big a concern is that for you, that you've got only got one game left to try and rebuild the confidence and rebuild some belief before you head to Qatar?
Yeah, look, we are where we are in terms of the timing. So that's... We've got to do the best we can in terms of keeping the guys on track, but I maintain the reaction to what I say now will be guided by the result completely, but we weren't far off in terms of the performance tonight, and I've got to keep the players believing in what they're doing and not being distracted and going into areas that actually aren't correct, so that's the task I've got at the moment.
Manca solo una partita, mister, prima dell'inizio della Coppa del Mondo. Quanta fiducia le dà avere ancora una partita da disputare? La situazione è quella che è, non lo neghiamo. Noi cercheremo di fare il possibile, so benissimo quella che è stata la reazione, cercherò di agire di conseguenza. Cercherò anche di fare un ottimo lavoro con i giocatori, voglio proprio concentrarmi su mantenere in loro viva la speranza di poter vincere, di poter fare ancora bene, e soprattutto cercherò di mantenerli concentrati sugli obiettivi che si profilano davanti a noi.
Sammy.
Gareth, how damaging is this run to morale and confidence heading into the World Cup, and how much value do you or no value do you place on these results leading up into the tournament? Is it all just about that game, that first game against Iran?
No, we can't say that there's no value. These were important matches against top level teams. As I said, a lot of reasons for the results in the summer. Tonight, we haven't got the result that we needed or wanted. So we are in a run of bad results. But it's for us to put that right. And the only way to do that is to stick with what we believe, stick with what's got us success in the previous tournaments. And in the end, the players have got to stay really tight, because there's going to be a lot of noise, but it, you know, a lot of that will be around me, and that's absolutely fine. It's my job to take that pressure for them.
Abbiamo visto quindi una serie di partite per niente soddisfacenti per l'Inghilterra proprio alla vigilia della Coppa del Mondo. Il problema sono solo queste ultime partite con scarsi risultati, oppure il problema coincide con altre problematiche? Risposta. Sappiamo che si è trattato di partite molto importanti contro avversari di altissimo livello, e sì, il risultato è stato quello che è stato. Oggi neanche abbiamo raggiunto quello che ci aspettavamo e quello che speravamo. il percorso che abbiamo intrapreso, che abbiamo seguito nelle ultime partite, non è stato costellato di buoni risultati. L'unica cosa che ci resta da fare adesso è quella di continuare a crederci, di continuare a rimanere aggrappati al prossimo torneo, sperandoci. I giocatori devono restare uniti, perché naturalmente arriveranno molte critiche, ma quelle critiche vorrei farle ricadere più su di me, e saranno anche su di me naturalmente. Questo è il mio ruolo, questo è il mio lavoro come allenatore, non far sentire troppo la squadra sotto pressione, ma appunto far arrivare le critiche più a me.
Okay, we've got time for two more as our Italian colleagues are waiting. So Alex Hale.
Hi Gareth. In terms of the actual relegation, how much weight do you place on that?
Well, it affects the quality of matches if this competition's played again in its current format, and it affects the seeding for the European Championship qualifiers. It's simple as that.
Qual è il peso della retrocessione adesso che si profila? Allora, il peso della retrocessione che si profila è che va a intaccare la qualità delle prossime partite che giocheremo con le altre squadre, e poi naturalmente questo va anche a condizionare la qualifica per i prossimi europei.
Simon Page.
Hi Gareth, I'm just wondering how you approach the Germany game now. Is it any different? Is it a case of playing your best 11 given it's the last match before the World Cup?
Yeah, we'll have to assess everybody after today. Obviously, some tired legs towards the end of the game. We really pushed right till the end, and there was obviously a lot of counter-attacks because of that. So we're just going to have to check and assess everybody. But of course, it's a game that we want to perform well and be as strong as we can.
Cosa ci dice Mister della prossima partita contro la Germania, che stasera ha perso contro l'Ungheria? Allora, posso dire che nell'ultima fase di questa partita, negli ultimi minuti contro l'Italia, abbiamo visto una serie di contrattacchi, di contropiedi, e possiamo dirci soddisfatti. Sappiamo che anche questa contro la Germania è una partita che va preparata al meglio, e speriamo anche di vederla piena di questi ultimi episodi che abbiamo apprezzato negli ultimi minuti di questi che si sono disputati stasera.
Okay guys, we'll have to end it there. Thank you very much. Okay.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Join the platform simplifying commerce for millions of businesses worldwide. Shopify covers all the sales channels covered, from an in-person POS system to an all-in-one e-commerce platform, even across social media platforms. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/podcastfree, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/podcastfree to start selling online today.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is, that's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van, unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.